So you sound fine. I sound like a man. She sounds like a child. Dad sounds like a dad. No. The question was, what's your favorite movie and why? And I was like, oh my God.
Sweeney Todd. Because he kills everybody.
No. Yeah. No. It's because like the grayscale and the music and the storyline. She's like, oh. It's okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Okay.
And welcome to another mini pop brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Michelle,
Jessica,
and today we are going to be looking at Bearstronauts, their EP entitled Paradise. So, since this is another music album, April's going to take it away.
All right, I'm in such a good mood today. God. Okay, so that first song, partial song you listened to coming in was Better Hand, which is my personal favorite on the EP. I really, really like it. And it kind of reminds me of Gambit when it says, like, Gamble Hand or something. It says something about that. I'm just like, oh, Gambit.
I don't know why. I didn't know Gambit was a music.
Well, it's a character.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's talking about Gambit from Marvel.
Yeah, because whenever I see gambling or something reference in it, I always think of Gambit.
But Better Hand kind of was a little confusing to me.
I liked it. The lyrics were kind of... The beat and the lyrics, I liked it all.
Beat I like, yes. It's a catchy beat.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how did 80s feel?
Yeah, that's what we always said. 80s and 90s. Yeah. So Bearstronaut is made up of Dave Martineau, I hope. I think so. Who does guitar and lead vocals. Nate Marsden. Bass and keys. See, I can pronounce Japanese names like no other, but you give me something else that I'm lost.
I'm with Paul, you there.
Paul Montagny. Where do you guys come from?
All I need over the to place. Know.
Space?
They should just be like
keys.
Just Dave.
Yeah. And Bob.
That'd be easy.
And Philip Boisvert, I think. Drums and vocals. All of them have hard last names. Usually it's just like maybe one will have maybe a little tricky, you know, but it's just like, this isn't cool, guys. Change it.
You need easier names.
You need to fix your last name, guys.
Something easy. Something easy.
Smith.
Yes.
That's the generic.
It is very mundane. Mm-hmm. And
John Smith right there. Hello, John Smith. I really hope one's listening right now.
Then I want to be unique. You got to have your names to be unique.
Yeah, but I can say unique. I can't say that. But back to the music.
Yes,
this is their EP, Paradise, and I think the cover is really cool. It kind of gives me a Coldplay feel with how they spelled Paradise. They spelled it with dice, like rolling dice, like game dice, instead of with an S, it's with a C. And the picture, it's all very Coldplay to me, I guess, if you guys listen to Coldplay.
It's a circle dream catcher with paradise in the middle of it, above a canyon scene with cacti and
cactuses.
Is that building?
It looks like a house.
Yeah.
It looks like a house.
It's probably a living
paradise. Okay, if you want to get away from everything, mm-hmm. Don't want to be disturbed by anybody.
And I mean,
there.
I mean, their music doesn't really remind me of Coldplay. Let me cover that up, but just the look of the cover does. And I really like this. I mean, it tells me the name of the album nice and clear, and then in the corner, kind of big, is Bearstronaut. Yes!
This is a unique name.
I really, really, really love you with this name, Bearstronaut, and Dad cannot figure it out. He can't spell it. He can barely say it. He's so confused. And I'm just like, Dad, it's Bearstronaut. It's like proper English, Dad. Come on. Figure it out.
Sorry.
What do you think of their music?
Their music, I really like and also really don't like. It's really, depending on the song, depends on whether or not I like it. But my favorite on the EP, I've already said, is Better Hand. But my favorite one
overall
would be Where I'll Die, which is not on this EP. I think it's a newer song, maybe.
I'm not sure. It's one of their songs. They had two songs that they previously recorded, but they're not on the EP. Yeah. So
go look that song up, because that song just... Because that's the song that I did their review on. If you want to go back and look at that on the website that I talked about. And I just love that song so much. So much.
Do a search for Bearstronaut and it'll get you to the link there.
Yeah, it's so good. And then, well, I mean...
We said it kind of felt like 80s, 90s to me.
Yeah.
It's definitely electropop.
Yep.
And I referred it to Men at Work.
Okay.
Kind of that feel.
Mine was Flock of Seagulls.
The electric pop bands back then.
And
we even listened to them to make sure
I don't know,
crazy.
That's like... It's kind of hard with this type of music, because when I listen to an EP or full album of just this type of music, it all starts to sound the same to me. It all just starts to blend together, and then I don't see them as separate songs anymore.
I can tell one song from the next.
Yeah.
I honestly was really listening to the music more than the lyrics.
But April was moving the entire time she was listening to the music.
I mean,
it has a good beat.
Yeah. It does have a good beat, and it's always in. And that's what we were saying. We're saying, you know, Mom asked me earlier, I'm going to ask you this now, where would you see this playing? Where is this played? And my first thought was in a UK club. Because
she has so much experience with those.
European dance club somewhere.
Yeah.
European.
Yeah, I can see that.
They like that retro stuff. I know a lot more than you do, Mom. Molly. But because they really like that stuff.
If you noticed, I noticed it with, like, we purchased a Clint Black CD, Greatest Hits, way back when.
Country.
Listened through it, and it some of the songs sounded the exact same with the rhythm and melody and stuff. Mm-hmm. And even some of your other artists, they get into that spot where they know the sound.
They know it'll work.
Yeah,
so
they
keep
know
going
work,
to it.
So that's not uncommon with musicians.
Yeah. And I think it's also kind of hard when you get in that synth stuff to really distinguish the voice from the instrumentals. Because to me, sometimes it blended so much. I really had to focus to... I mean, I could understand the lyrics, but I couldn't, like, be listening to it while doing something else and understand it. You know, I'd have to be paying attention to it. But that could just be me.
No, I had to be sitting down and just listening just to this. I couldn't...
Yeah.
I couldn't do something else. It had to be. I had to sit down and listen.
Because we listened to it while we were making spaghetti. Tasted good.
Thank you. You like my peppers.
No, I didn't. But I got over it. And she, you know what she does, guys? My mother, what do you cook spaghetti with? What type of noodles? Spaghetti noodles. Thanks,
Linguini.
Guys. I know. The long ones.
Linguini.
You know what she gets? She gets... This is America. Then, you know, she gets these
spiral
corkscrew. Yeah. He got different names for them. The swirly ones, if you want to.
Then you weren't having spaghetti, you were having goulash.
That's what I told her.
We weren't. Okay, back to the...
I was like, this is goulash without the tomatoes.
Back to the CD, guys.
And I don't like goulash. But, yeah, and so we were listening to it while cooking it. And, I mean, I could hear it in the back of my head, and I could hear the instrumentals fine, but it's just the vocals that...
Well, I noticed on some of the songs, the voices did blend in.
Yeah.
And when I did listen to some of the lyrics, it kind of scratched my head on some of them. It was like,
what?
Don't quite make sense, but it works. So we'll go with it.
What about Dollhouse?
That's not theirs.
That's not theirs?
No. Ooh.
Okay.
Completely different.
Then why were you playing it earlier?
She just wanted to show you.
Yeah.
Sharing. She's sharing.
That's what I do, guys. I'm trying to be a sharing person, and so I'll discreetly play my music when I'm with people, and then they'll ignore it. I'm like, no, I'm sharing you my music. It makes me sad.
There's one song, Paradise that the album is named after.
Yeah.
And Jessica, you kind of mentioned the songs kind of ran in together. This one literally ran together with Entrapment.
Yeah, if you...
Because there's no break in the tracks at all.
If you think about when we reviewed Everfound, and they would have those small snippets.
Kind of like an tracks, intro to the
yeah,
actual song.
That's basically what Paradise is, except it actually runs smoothly into the song.
And it's a lot longer. I think it's about a minute, maybe, almost 2 minutes.
Yeah, maybe. And Paradise, I don't know if there's a beat. Something reminded me of the Oblivion soundtrack from it. And Jessica hasn't heard that soundtrack, I don't think. But
I don't think so.
It's amazing. I love it. I have it on my iPad. I listen to it at school sometimes. And the bass,
but we're talking about Paradise.
And it drops and I'm just like, oh. And I'm just like, yes, Oblivion. But yeah, so it reminded me of that. And I mean, it sounded cool, but I was like, I don't mind putting in a short track like that, but maybe not the track that the EP is named after. Like, if you're going to name your EP Paradise and Paradise is going to be on there, I would make it a full song.
And it did have lyrics, but it was very sparse. And it says it features Amy Douglas, so I'm assuming that was who was singing.
Maybe, I don't know.
But it was very soft and kind of sporadic. It was more instrumental than vocal as a piece to me.
And I would think if I'd try to spotlight the song. You name an EP or an album after, instead of making it a shorter one. But what is...
Okay. So would you play this at a rave?
No.
Would you play it...
Dance club.
Dance club.
Yep. Okay.
Not a rave. Rave's a different type.
Rave
altogether.
Is like the dubstep and the electro and techno and stuff.
Sandstorm.
Sandstorm?
Would you play it at a wedding?
Yes. I could see that.
If people like it, yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be easily done at a wedding.
And they have had success over their band years. I don't know how long they've been together. I think.
Not sure.
I don't.
They are from the Boston area.
Yeah, they are from Boston. Oh, and they're referred to as a tank top pop. Like the shirt, the tank top pop. Isn't that so funny? Tank with a K. I've always thought that was weird. Anyways, but because of...
You listen to them in the summer when you're wearing tank tops?
I guess, they get that kind of beachy feel. They get that beachside feel. That
tank
tops
and flip flops?
I'm like grooving over here trying to talk to Jessica. I'm like, you see this? I get this.
Explain it.
I get you.
You understand. But they have had success. They've had music awards, the College Band of the Year in 2008. Best New Act in 2010 for the... Oh, they were nominee for that in the Boston Phoenix Best Music Poll. CMJ Music Festival, top bands to see. The Phoenix Best Music Poll again, Best Electronic Act, Song of the Year nominee. What?
I'm hearing a lot of Phoenix. I'm thinking maybe that's where their album cover comes in.
Do they wear tank tops in Phoenix?
Yes.
It's very warm.
No, they wear parkas. Gosh. I'm going to show you a map after this. And then they had the Boston Music Awards, which is an Electronic Artist of the Year nominee. And in 2013 is their latest one with the Boston Music Awards again with the nominee for Electronic Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year nominee. So, hey.
How did you discover them?
We got emailed.
This was...
Who sent it?
He's going to turn away from the mic.
Well, he's got to think about the name. You find that. It was sent to us via email, though. Because it was a...
So if you have a group that you like, send it to us via email.
No.
Well, it came from the Muse Box again.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find the actual person.
Yeah.
But seriously, because if there's a group that you like, send it to us. April will listen to them.
I will. And I don't know if I want to get my personal email or not.
No.
If you could just send it to me. But this group, was originally sent to me to just do a quick write-up review on it, which is where I found Where I'll Die. And then we did a comic pop of it, too. A mini pop. A comic pop. Duh. Mini pop of it.
All you had to say was Musebox sent it to you via the email.
Well, we want to put in the chick's name, too. Why not?
And her name is...
But yeah, this one came from the Muse Box again, and it was Kelly Symes was the representative that sent the links for Bearish or Not, and then She asked if we wanted to review it, and we sent it back and said we'd be glad to. And so she sent us the physical EP as well. Since April's old school, she likes the physical EPs.
She's not
hooked up completely to the internet.
Thank gosh.
But yeah, if there's something out there, if there's other PR representatives, or they want to send an email listeners. To admin at, excuse me.
Yeah.
Gah.
You are in a What's different your email, location. Dad? Huh?
What's your email?
Well, I got to give the other one. It's admin@commonpoplibrary.com.
Good job.
I had to think about it there for a moment.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why I was like, okay, you got this, Dad.
And that will get to me, and April can get back with you about stuff. And if you want to send us an EP, that'd be great. We're trying to work with some other companies to try to get some EPs sent as well. So we appreciate all the music
I do.
PR people that
I
are
love this.
Letting us review their artists' mm-hmm. EPs mm-hmm. for them.
So. I like it because we get listened to so much music.
So with this music. CD, as a librarian, who would you recommend it to?
Well, this one, since it's an EP, you really can't. This one, you have to go to iTunes, download it through there. You might be able to get a physical copy on their website. I haven't actually looked at their store, but it's bearstronaut.com is what it is. And
B-E-A-R, like a polar bear, and S-T-R-O-N-A-U-T-S.
Like astronaut, but
yeah,
with bear.
And Mom, she did that from memory. I'm really proud of you.
It's because I really like the name, and I love spelling astronaut. That's a cool name. That's
I'm glad you know cool. how to spell astronaut. That's a good
word.
I don't.
That's a good word to spell. I've always liked spelling it because it's so cool. Spelling. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I get that cool feel when I spell it because I'm a nerd. Astronaut. And what did Mom think of when she first heard it?
I'm just a kid at heart.
So she thought of, say it. Bearstro snot. Literally. Like, oh gosh. 4-year-old.
That explains it.
That's all right.
Anything
they
else?
Got, they got a pretty cool website, guys. I mean, it's got that modern look to it, but I know where everything is.
So it is easily navigated.
I like it.
Yep. And they do have the physical CD.
Is that a shot glass? Or just a glass?
I think it's just glass.
Okay.
But in their shop, on their website, they do have a copy of the EP you can purchase. This one would definitely be placed. Larger libraries, I would say pick it up, even medium.
Yeah.
Smaller libraries, I would do interlibrary loan. This would be one. It does have 6 songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit longer than a normal EP, because usually they only have 4. Yes.
You could play it as your background music in the library, and everyone would be moving. And that way you'd have exercise classes at your library.
Do they have sweaters? Oh my gosh, you guys, they have sweaters at their store. Love sweaters.
But yeah, that's one way to promote them. Like we always say within the libraries, for new artists and stuff, play them on a speaker if you can within your collection to draw attention to them.
And it is, because subconsciously you just move to. And that, I think that's a good that's a sign of good music right there. If you unconsciously start moving to it, and then you move, you're like, why am I moving? Oh my gosh, I'm listening to something. I think that's a good sign.
I'm going to start playing it in her room in the morning to wake her up.
No. The only way I can listen to music and get myself up to it is if it's loud and horrible. Because then I'll be like, what is that I'm listening to? Turn that off. Because if I listen to good music waking me up, or a sound that is pleasant in any way, I'll just put it into my dream. And I'll just dig right under there. I'll just keep going to sleep. Because I'm horrible to wake up.
But I think it would appeal probably to your older teens, to college age. I don't know if it'd be much appealing to the younger set.
I don't see fluff balls like in this.
Fluff balls, okay.
that's kind of how I think
new
of them.
Term for
fluff
kids.
Balls.
Fluff balls.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't be calling my kid that.
I will, but yo, fluff ball, come here. Hey, that's the nicest thing you'll get from me. Snot, come here. Bring the Pepsi.
I'm sure you call him that at some point.
I probably will. I probably already have.
Are we over and out yet or what?
I think we're pretty close. I think we're going to wrap her up unless April has anything else.
The last thing I would have to say, the last song we're going to play for you guys is called Passenger Side. And I mean, I really like the chorus. The verses are kind of eh for me, but the chorus is really good, and I love the endings of the chorus. Passenger side. It's really good. And the very first thing I thought of when they hit the chorus was Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Honestly.
You got Rickrolled?
I did get Rickrolled. Because this is when we were cooking, and I was actually paying attention to this song, you know? And I was going through, and I was like, all right, this sounds fine. Then it hit this, and I was just like, never gonna give you up.
Didn't I join you on that?
It's
like,
yeah.
Right there, we both hit it.
Oh, I mean, man. It's so, I was just like, whoop.
And this is the one that I liked out the best out of all the songs.
Yeah.
Was this one here.
This is the best chorus I liked. But I don't know if it's fair to say I like this best this chorus the best, because this chorus reminded me of Rick Astley the most, and I love Rick Astley. So it's like, who am I really saying I like here?
Both.
You're right.
You can like both. That's perfectly fine. All right, I think that'll do it for today. Michelle said, if you're interested, send us emails at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We'll get back to them. Or we have a Facebook page. Send us some comments on there. We'll correspond with you that way as well. Yeah.
I'm just looking at what
you Mom keep talking. We are doing fine.
Mom has this paper
whiteboard.
Whiteboard she writes on to like her thoughts, collect her thoughts, because she really needs to. But she's not doing a good job, because literally on this it says Sochi. But at first it says Socho. And then she realized she spelled it wrong, so she put an I over the O. So now it says Sochi. And then it says main character. Couple dashes. What does that say? Overall dude?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is. And then you go down. Oh, it says buddies.
As long as it recalls something within her memory.
Whatever. And then she's got this goal with, I think it's an exclamation point, but it could be a colon. And literally, I just saw her write goal, and I was like, goal! Look at the football match.
Are we ready to sign out?
Anyway, getting back to this. If you're interested in Bearstronauts, go to iTunes. I'm sure you can find them there and download their songs for 99 cents a piece.
I recommend
it. Go to their
it.
Website. You can get a physical album that way. They're not too inexpensive.
Buy
They're
a
affordable.
Sweater.
Yes, they have all types of stuff there. I enjoyed it. Anybody that likes the 80s, 90s feel, the electric pop, you're going to like this band. So until next time, we're having fun. Hope everybody's having fun out there.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
So long.
I just need to keep going.
Listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.